USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are heading back to the campaign trail today, hours after clashing in Ohio in their first debate. Biden, campaigning outside Cleveland, Ohio, says the president doesn't understand the struggles of everyday Americans.
Does he care? Has he tried to walk in your shoes to understand what's going on in your life?
President Trump is scheduled to travel to Minnesota for a fundraiser, then also hold a rally in Duluth. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is applauding President Trump's performance at the debate. He says President Trump has condemned white supremacy, and the record shows it.
When I watched the debate, I listened to the question by Mr. Wallace. And when he was asking the question, if you listened to it, you heard what the president say? Yes. Would you denounce it? What did the president say? Yes.
USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is on Capitol Hill meeting with Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi as they're working on a new coronavirus deal. The Treasury Secretary telling CNBC,
I hope we can get something done because, as you said, there are clearly still businesses out there, small businesses that are impacted. We need more money for kids going to school. We need liability protection for small businesses to open the economy. And we're going to continue to work hard to try to get those results to the American people that are impacted.
A Marine Corps fighter jet collided midair with another plane during a refueling operation in a remote desert area of Southern California on Tuesday. The F-35B jet collided with a Lockheed Martin KC-130J tanker around 4 o'clock, according to a statement from the Marine Corps Air Station Yuma in nearby Arizona. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The organizer of a Southern California rally against racism and police brutality was charged with attempted murder Tuesday for driving her car into counter-protesters and running over a woman's head. Tatiana Turner deliberately drove a car into President Trump's supporters with the intent to kill a woman and also seriously injured a man who broke his leg. That's according to Orange County prosecutors. Turner entered a not guilty plea and is being held on $1 million bail. As holiday shopping approaches, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is adding a common annual tradition to its high-risk category, shopping at crowded stores. The CDC issuing new guidance that discouraged Americans from packing into malls or standing in long lines on or before Thanksgiving. It added that to the list of activities with a higher likelihood of contributing to the spread of the coronavirus. Larissa Bray tells NBC News her shopping will look a lot different this year.
I'll be wearing a mask. I don't really touch a lot of things unless I'm sure I'm going to put it in my cart, you know, wiping the cart down. I probably won't buy as many clothes. I'll probably buy things that can be wiped down more easily.
Adia Delkin also telling NBC News her shopping will begin sooner rather than later.
It's shopping early and shopping online and shopping early so that we make sure things actually get delivered.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.